Here's my favorite. Employee's last name, description, good 12-month stipend.
Good
12-month stipend,
okay.
Right?
Mm, yeah.
We did more research into why we would pay someone for good and not great work, and it turns out that good is actually their last name. So they got the quotes in the wrong spot. So I think that was a little bit better. But you can see where the word stipend just kind of creates so many headaches when it comes to someone tasked with compliance.
Yeah. So anytime someone tells me that they're paying a stipend, there are many more questions that go along with it.
How about a grant, Tracy? I think that makes things easier, right?
Well, slightly. According to our slide, a grant is a sum of money given by a government, a university, or private organization to another organization or person for a special purpose. So this might be something that the university or college receives from another entity. Or a grant represents a broad category of payment types that include scholarships, fellowships, prizes, and awards, right? That's still a very diverse word. Whether it's a scholarship or fellowship, it could be taxable, non-taxable, reportable, non-reportable. If it's a prize or award, it could meet an exception to reporting or being taxable. So grant is still a pretty broad term, both grants that the organization is receiving and those that they're giving. So we've still got to get more specific than grant.
And when it comes to grant on our campus, I initially think of research. Shake your head, yes, and yes, if you agree. That's initially where you would go. Everybody's shaking for everyone who's online. And you know what you look at when it comes to grants are, you know, what's the payment for, just like stipend. And a lot of times when you go to those research awards, you look into it, you say, I'm going to give a grant to pay stipends. Right? So double whammy.
Oh, man.
Right?
No,
and again, you go back to a researcher, they're going to ask, why are you asking? Right? We're taxing out the organizations, that kind of stuff. So figuring out what stipends mean, what grants are, that kind of stuff. The offices at our campus, and I believe it's the same for most, would be research and possibly student financial assistance, right? Depending on what the grant or stipend award will be.
Yep. So the purpose of our session is to get past these very general terms that you're going to hear to help you figure out, I hear these words, okay, let's ask some more questions and figure out what actually needs to be done with those payments.
Is this group therapy a little bit so far right now? Does everybody have these issues when it comes to stipend and grant? Okay, I see some head shaking. That's good.
Okay. So a scholarship or fellowship is a specific type of payment, right? When we start getting to that type of language, then we can start applying the code to figure out how we're supposed to deal with it. So a scholarship is, oh, I can't even read that screen. Hang on a second. Make mine a little bigger so I can read it. So an amount paid or allowed to for the benefit of a student, whether an undergrad or a grad, and to aid such individual in pursuing their studies. And then the section 2 after that says an amount paid or allowed to or for the benefit of an individual to aid them in the pursuit of study or research. So this is how we normally think of scholarships and fellowships. But then the last bullet point says it can't be payment for services. So if we get into a situation where we're paying a scholarship or a fellowship and there's an expectation that this is related to past, present, or future services, it takes us back out of the scholarship or fellowship. So we've got to watch those contracts pretty carefully and make sure that it's not actually a disguised payment for services.
Which happens quite frequently on our campus, right? I'm not saying that they actually get paid. It's just where a lot of headaches happen, and I'm sure a lot of conversations with you as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps not in the scholarship realm, but fellowships is a little bit more diverse of a word, so there's a little bit more flexibility that I think researchers like to take advantage of. So, and again, you're talking about Office of Financial Assistance here, Office of Research, but we've seen a lot of fellowships being paid to grad teaching assistants, right? So someone that comes in perhaps during the summer, and they come in associated with the professor, and the professor is having them like grade tests, perhaps give a lecture on their behalf when they go to their summer home, you know, that kind of stuff. That sounds like a payment for services to me and not a true fellowship, at least they're not by the definition of the Internal Revenue Code.
Right. And we can't have a split, right? You can agree that you're going to pay someone $5,000 for a term. Some of that is going to be payment for services at a reasonable rate. The rest of it we can say is a scholarship or a fellowship and then decide if it's taxable or non-taxable. So just because there's an element of service in it doesn't taint the whole thing. You've got to look at what a reasonable hourly rate or a reasonable payment per service would be, and you can break that out. So it is possible to be both.
And it's completely up to the professor to determine what reasonable rate is,
no,
right?
No, because they would say, oh, you know, minimum wage. wage. That's all that we would pay for that. Well, probably not true if it's, you know, very detailed activity that's being done. And you can also have a payment that looks like it's payment for services, but it's actually not. Because if the grantor is the one making the payment and they're getting a significant benefit back, that's payment for services. But if it's a payment for study or research, where all that's required is a report back on what you're doing, just sort of a status check-in on what's happening, we can still fall under the general rule that's a scholarship or fellowship, because the purpose of that payment is to help the person defray costs of doing their own research for their own studies and purpose. So it's important to look at who's making the payment, what's the expectation in return for the payment, and can we make a valid argument that the grantor isn't actually receiving any return for those services, that the value and the benefit is really for the individual who's receiving the payment.
You're talking about the Code 1 straight face test, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, on our campus, you know, this comes up a lot. They're called graduate research assistants, or GRAs, right? That's just the job title and job classification code that we blanket when they're not teaching, right? And a lot of times we have to look at it and say, are you actually performing services, or are you funding your own research that's menteed or mentored, I guess I should say, by a professor, that kind of stuff, to allow you to pursue your own studies.